Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
How we doing, kids? I hope everyone's alright. I'm alright. Zigzag was alright. Now he disappeared. We were talking before the show about Obamacare and what a big joke it is because it's so fucking expensive for the average man.
They need to turn it into Oprah-bamacare, so it'd be good for women and men.
At least Oprah gives shit away. Look under your seat. There's health insurance.
Oh, my God. There's 25 years worth of health care. Yay! I'd go to an Obama taping for that.
Yeah, me too.
So, sorry, I don't know why, as usual, Block Talk Radio kicked me off right when the show started for some reason.
Well, that's what they do.
So I just want to say, hello, Rufus, my old friend. I don't know any other words to that song.
Is that a real song? You sound like Gene Crosby.
So were you ranting about Obamacare?
I wasn't ranting so much. Just insurance is so fucking expensive, and I thought the whole Obamacare thing was like, we're going to make it affordable for everyone.
Right.
But it's not affordable for me. I mean, I have it, but I just don't afford it.
Hey, dude, $1,200 a month is what I pay for my wife, my son, and my wife, my daughter, and myself.
Jesus Christ. Well, you're worse off than I am.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's total bullshit, and it doesn't fucking cover anything.
We actually just thought to cover me.
The worst shit you can have for $200 a month.
Yeah, we covered me and my kid. My wife's on her own.
I want to plead guilty. I am guilty for paying too much for health insurance.
Sounds like you're about to start a commercial.
Yeah, sure does. Now, if someone would just call in at 646-478-0616 and offer me some discounted health insurance, I surely would appreciate it. You know, here's the deal, Rufus. I shopped around. I shopped around for insurance, right? And it was like,
oh, yeah.
No one in my family is sick, right? Nobody's sick. Nobody smokes. And we're still, any other insurance, I was going to save like $40 a month. And I was like, fuck it. It's not even worth it to do all that for $40 a fucking month or whatever. Even though it probably would have been.
Same boat here. I mean, like, we're all pretty health conscious, at least more so than like the average American. And still, you know, we get shafted on the fucking insurance bill.
Here's something for you though. The Obamacare insurance is better than my fucking insurance, right? Because I'm quote unquote grandfathered in. If I did have a pre-existing condition, the fucking $1,200 a month I'm paying for Anthem would not cover my pre-existing condition, even though I've been with them like fucking 10 years or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Then here's another thing, Rufus. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. What have you discovered?
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
You know, that's the deal with Obamacare. Not even Obamacare, with Anthem. I'm more mad at Anthem. Here's the other deal. When I looked into joining for Obamacare, guess who the fucking provider was going to be?
Who?
Anthem. My same fucking insurance company. So people that can't afford insurance were going to get like better insurance than me and not have to pay as much as me.
Right.
How does that make any sense?
It's like Obamacare said, okay, let's say automotive care. Obamacare comes out and says everybody has to have a vehicle. If you make this much money, then you have to buy a Lamborghini, fucking period. You can't buy just a car to get you from A to B. You've got to buy a fucking Lamborghini. Tough shit. You know, I mean, I drive a 96 fucking Ford pickup. On Obamacare version of buying a car.
the deal is that you and the other people in the insurance pool or whatever, you're paying for the Lamborghini, but you're getting to drive the truck, and they're, like, paying for a bicycle and getting to ride in the Lamborghini.
Oh, that's excellent. Right.
That's kind of how it is, right?
Well, it's like I have to buy the Lamborghini and then give them what the deadbeat to lift in it.
Yeah, that's true. And you get to pay for their gas.
That's right.
You know, here's something. I feel like an idiot. Let me tell you why I feel like an idiot. When Obamacare was coming out, I was like you. I was naive. I was innocent. It was the summer of my discontent or winter or something like that. But I was like, yeah, dude, hell yeah, is Obamacare going to rock, right? Because like you, I heard affordable health care for everyone, including in my ears was people that were overpaying for health care.
Yeah, right, yeah. So it would even out. So, you know, it would be even. Fair, really.
Right, exactly. Like, I thought that, yeah, that I would, my, would go down to, like, I was actually thinking, like, $700 a month. How awesome would that be?
No shit.
Little did I know, mine would just continue to go up. Here's the other deal with Anthem. Ever since I started with them, they can, by law, raise my rate 17% a year, okay?
Jesus.
Every year since I've joined them, they have raised the maximum 17% every fucking year. So, like, it was, the last couple of years, it was like a $200 raise on my fucking monthly bill.
It's fucking insanity.
It is. It's completely insane. It's insane. And then I'm thinking about it. Here I am paying, what, I mean, let's see, $15,000 a year for health insurance. I've probably claimed, they probably paid out like $500 or $600.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, I'm in the wrong fucking business. What I'm going to do, my health insurance is going to be make friends with a lot of doctors, right? So, and I'm going to travel around with doctors and dentists, so if anything ever happens to me, they can just be right there to help me and I won't have to pay them.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to need you to go to medical school stat. Online is fine. An online medical school is great.
That's a good show quote, by the way. I need to go to medical school stat. It shows that you're qualified for it.
That's exactly right. And I am qualified because, you know what, maybe I don't need a bunch of doctor friends. All I need is like one guy with internet access and WebMD at the ready.
All you need is WebMD, a subscription to the Dr. Oz newsletter, and some rubber gloves, and you're in business.
And if things really get hairy, dude, I can always call Dr. Phil's online doctor service that he has now, where you get a face-to-face consultation with a real medical doctor over Skype.
You get a real face-to-face conversation with a guy who's having a face-to-face conversation with Dr. Phil. You're just like charging to be the middleman.
And you know what? This is what we need to invent to supplement all that online doctor shit. We're going to invent the first USB-powered thermometer.
That's not a bad idea. Think about this. This is kind of a different spin. But what if you had a thermometer or something you put in your mouth that would charge your phone based on how sick you are, based on your fucking temperature?
Oh, my God, like some kind of power generator?
Yeah, so if you have the flu, when you're taking your temperature, go ahead and plug your phone into it. It'll charge up.
Or, you know what, stick it in your ass and fucking walk around and charge your phone anytime. Just have like a cord hanging out of your fucking pants. pocket or something.
That's a mobile phone charging suppository, Doc.
Right. Well, I mean, what do you call that? It's not even a suppository. It's reusable.
It'd be a rectocharge.
Rectocharge. Erectocharge.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the sound of it. Sadly enough, I would have to assume the technology is there for that, I would have to imagine.
I've got the technology laying around my office. I could build one now.
You should build one. This is what I was thinking the other day. You know what? It was actually today. I was like, I wonder how warm it is in this room. Right? And, of course, my phone has no way of telling me what the temperature is. Is that even possible?
I don't see why not. I mean, I think you'd have to have an external thing that you plug into your phone.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that's useful. I mean, if you walk outside, how cold is it? My God, there's snow everywhere. Should I try to go to work? Check my phone. Oh, right there where I'm at, it's 18 degrees. So, no, fuck it. I'm going to stay in.
That's right.
Because
or,
water
you know
bugs
what?
Can only do so much.
The paint, this paint says I need to, it needs to be 55 degrees to paint in here and have it dry correctly. What is the temperature
yeah.
in this fucking room?
Well,
I mean, how do you
like,
think a touchscreen... Do you think the touchscreen could be calibrated to tell you what the temperature is or something?
You would think so. But even what about, like, you could plug in, like, a meat thermometer to your phone. So if you're cooking with your phone, you just test the meat with that.
Well, here's what I do have for my smoker at home. It's called iGrill,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Bluetooth meat thermometer.
Wow.
Yeah, and it, like, alerts you. And what the weird thing is, it, like, will tell you what other people are cooking. Other people that are using the iGrill, if you want to, will tell you what other people
no,
are, like, cooking around the country. How would you love to get that and just, like, pop over at someone's fucking house and be like, I'm here for the ribs. Saw you were cooking ribs on iGrill.
That's right. Not only do I know you're cooking them, I know they're done.
Right? You know, I'd show up, like, 5 minutes beforehand and be like, about to take the ribs off, huh?
Oh, that's awesome.
Or just go and rob someone of some fucking ribs. The home
invasion.
Right.
You plan your like home invasions based around the grill, so at least you can also get a good meal while you're robbing the shit out of someone.
This is what you do. You can plan like a whole trip, dude. You can see who's about to finish up their cook, right? You hit them first. And then you see someone who just put some shit on and, like, has 12 hours to go or, like, 4 hours. You just, like, hit them in, like, four-hour increments and eat your way across the country on some good queue.
They should merge with, like, TripAdvisor or Trivago, and you could, like, get your hotel, your airline ticket, and also plan, like, you're just popping in and eating people's food schedule.
A quote-unquote home-cooked meal.
Yeah, that's right. That's insane.
What is any idea what Trivago is supposed to mean?
Yeah, I think I figured it out. I haven't looked it up, but I think it's TRI for trip, BA
right.
for vacation, and go for go.
I got you. So, like, go on vacation. So we should start Go Vaco. Go on vacation. .com. That kayak place, I've never used it, but it seems like they have it most down the pat. You let all the other trip sites do all the legwork, and you just compare their prices on your website.
Well, what's that? You broke up.
I said, is that how that kayak works? They just search all the travel sites, and then they compile the travel sites information and give it to you like it's their own?
Yeah, I think Kayak and Trivago are like direct competitors. They do basically the same thing. They just scan all the other fucking like Orbitz and Expedia and just dump all that fucking info in one place.
You know, we need to really plan our trip to Denver, Rufus.
Yeah,
you still
we do.
Up for that?
We do. I'm game.
But you
I'm
know
game.
That what does the third weekend of April look like for you?
Looks like the third weekend of any month.
Do you like change your oil or anything on that particular weekend that I should know about?
I haven't changed my oil in 30,000 miles. No, it should be open.
No,
the weekend was 17. 17, 18, 19? That should be good. I'm leaving town in March, but my April's wide open.
Well, because that is the weekend for Cannabis Cup in Denver. So I wonder if it'd be a good weekend to go check everything out. And like I said, I can get a room. I got a corporate code at the Embassy Suites. I get the bed, of course. You get to sleep on the pullout. Because I'll be with all the hookers in the bedroom part of the room.
I'll be sleeping on the pullout and pulling it out, but only for myself.
No, I always find when on the road with hookers, it's best just to leave it in. Just spread the seed.
Oh, my God.
Plan B? You know, what exactly is plan A? Was plan A pulling out and plan B is the pill? I wonder what plan A is.
I think plan A is just a swift kick in the abdomen whenever she's unconscious.
Ah, that's, you know what? She just runs into a couple of doorknobs.
Yeah, I fell down the stairs and then hit a doorknob.
And over the banister. But I landed right on my stomach.
That's right. I landed on a tire. It didn't roll over me. I just landed on it.
One in a million shot, Doc. One in a million shot. So, yeah, we should try to – I'm going to look into that then, Rufus. Where you would fly out Fort Lewis.
Fort Smith.
Sure. Fort St. Louis. I got, like, Fort Smith and St. Louis all fucking mixed up there. What state are you in again?
I'm new.
What's my state again? What's my state again? Kidding. That was my bad take on a blank 182 song.
So I'm kind of nervous, though, because I'm not like a professional-grade smoker. Am I going to be out of my league there? Will guys make fun of me for being lightweight?
There'll be plenty of beer there, Rufus. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Great.
You don't even have to smoke anything if you don't want. I mean, it kind of would be stupid not to, but that's just you.
I just don't want to lose my mind because I'm an infant in this case.
No, I'm sure you'll be just fine. Millions of old people are doing it, dude. You'll be just fine. Can a million grandmothers always be wrong?
That's true.
We should plan the million bong march. What kind of cloud of smoke would that create?
Do you think anybody would actually get together and make that happen, or would it be like at the time everybody's like still waking up and?
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do the million bong march but it's completely an online stream.
Yeah, exactly. You just march in your living room. Or at least move your legs around while you're laying on the couch.
You just sit in front of your computer's camera and take a bong hit, and then we stream like all of them simultaneously on one giant screen where everybody's face is like 0.1 pixel.
That's pretty fucking brilliant, actually. I don't like that idea.
The bong in. Happened to sit in and stuff like that? I mean, I know that Occupy Wall Street, they tried that, and it didn't go over well. People just aren't made to sit in anymore.
No. It's too much instant gratification expected in this world.
That's true. If we have to sit in, I don't have time for it. I don't have time to sit in
for that. Do you have a sit-in app? Can I just leave my phone there with the sit-in app running?
Oh, my God. That's what we need to do, the virtual sit-in app. You can, like, a group of people sits on someone's Facebook page. You just, like, sit in a little colony over on the side. Number of people sitting in, 518.
It's almost like a Kickstarter account or fundraiser. Sit in now.
You know what? Were we going to try it? At first, we were going to try to do a Kickstarter fund for your safety, right? We were going to build you a tornado shelter. What do we have? We never followed up on that, Rufus. That's not safe.
Oh, that's your. I haven't seen a single tornado since I've been here.
So don't worry about it, is what you're saying. They don't have tornadoes.
Yeah. Well, we should set up a Kickstarter campaign like the mob. Like the mob used to, like, charge a business, you know, protection fee. We should, like, pick out a business and be like, look, we started a Kickstarter campaign to protect you. You better get some fucking money in it.
Some online extortion. Nothing like a little online extortion. God, you could do that to anybody. You could do that to, I mean, think about it, dude. You could be like threaten GE or somebody with some kind of, you know what, we're just going to start saying bad shit about your product, blah, blah, blah,
right,
from like a million different reviews, all negative for one, you know, you better give us some cash. We're going to need some Doritos.
We're going to need some Doritos. It happens. That shit, people try that shit, especially on small businesses.
Oh, I mean, think about it. Yelp could ruin a fucking business, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. A local business, for sure, can be totally tanked.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you know what? And I'm going to tell you what, dude. I don't believe any fucking Yelp shit. I just don't. You know that we talked about before. I actually created Yelp when I was at St. Edward's University and was taking a very basic computer programming course taught by a lesbian, because St. Edward's was a very liberal university. He was a man
hater. They have a head for numbers.
So, you know what? I kind of blame her for the reason that I didn't become like a super famous programmer with a one name, like with a one word name. So you had to go by Zigzag. If I was a famous programmer, they could probably just call me Zig. Or Zag.
Yeah, that's right. It would be Zig with a Y.
Oh, exactly. I like that. You know what? If we ever run into any issues with the Zigzag people, I think that's a good idea. I'm Zig with a Y.
If I ever wrote like a sci-fi novel, I'd have a character named Zig with a Y. It looks pretty cool. I just typed it out.
But I've been to places that I've, like, got awesome reviews on Yelp, and I have yet to go to one that the food was actually good. Is that insane?
Really?
Yeah.
Try TripAdvisor. I've had good luck with TripAdvisor.
You know, and usually when I have to, like, seek that kind of stuff out or help, I'm on the road somewhere. And I remember this particular time I was in Ohio. I was outside of Dayton, Ohio. Place called Beaver Creek, I think, if anybody's listening. And I was searching around for a place to eat, you know, so of course I get on Yelp, and they're like, oh, the most awesome barbecue place in the world is right down the street. So I go down the street and proceed to drop like $50 on the world's worst fucking barbecue I've ever had. I'd rather eat than McRib.
Now, that's subjective. Now, here's what I think. Here's my analysis of the situation. I think it seems to me like Yelp is more like locally powered. Like people who live in that town go to Yelp to review shit. So like people in that area might not even know what the fuck good barbecue is, but that's the best place. But TripAdvisor,
that's a very good point.
TripAdvisor is written by people mostly who are traveling, who are going. I found TripAdvisor when I went to Nicaragua. That's how I got on it. And it's always, like, every review is, like, we were passing through town and ate here and it was fucking amazing. Or if you ever go to XYZ city, you've got to stop here. Whereas Yelp is more like, yeah, we go here every fucking Sunday after church. And it's fantastic.
Right. Old Sonny Boy's been at the helm for 47 years and they're still getting their pudding out of cans, the same cans. Delicious.
That's right. Delicious. It's the same can I use at home.
It's got to be good. It's Walmart brand.
I know their food's good because it's the same food I buy in the can.
It's the same ones I get from the government food cheese. You know what? Let's open up a chain of fondue restaurants and call them government cheese.
Every product has only government cheese, or at least features government cheese and, like, rations. And
what kind of deal did Velveeta work with the government where the government's like, let's just give everyone cheese. Let's do, like, America, let them eat cake. Let them eat pasteurized processed cheese.
It's hilarious.
What? I mean, was government, were they literally on trucks to say, I mean, I'm pretty sure they were, right? Just handing out nothing but cheese.
I think so, yeah. It was government cheese.
What in the world is the thing? How about a government loaf of bread and cheese or something? Of course,
yeah, this is a government sandwich.
Go home and put the melt some of this and dip just about anything in it that's flavorful.
That's right. I want some government queso.
Who knows? You know what they need to do is put birth control on the government cheese. Apparently, they missed that step.
Holy shit. Oh, hang on. I got to type that down in the show notes.
It's only logical, right? If you're giving out government cheese.
Oh, my God. You know what they really need to do is put birth control in government cheese. Dude, that is classic. That's a T-shirt or a bumper sticker right there, man. That's gold. That's cheesy gold.
It's all gold. The Hypersloth Happy Hour is always gold, Roof. We have that going for us.
I know. That's true.
So, hey, let's talk movies. Let's talk movie scripts.
Yeah. You saw the email?
I did. Sorry, I've been trying to do invoices all day, so I haven't really been. I've been on the computer, but not, like, having fun on the computer. I've been doing lame stuff on the computer.
Sure, I get it. Yeah, it was nothing more than just a thought at the moment. I really haven't thought more about it then. I've tried actually not to, because then I tend to overthink things. But it seemed like a cool idea.
Can you overthink a good idea? I don't think so. I don't think that's possible.
I think I can. I can. I overthink it to the point where it becomes a bad idea. I've always got to let it distill and simmer and sort of let it sit in the back of my brain for a while.
See, I've been guilty probably more often than not taking a good idea and overanalyzing it so much that I purposely make it into a bad idea because it starts to seem like a lot of work.
That's exactly it. As soon as I start thinking, okay, character development, what are the motives, you know, what's the outside forces in play, then I'm like, oh, fuck it, Jesus Christ. So I think it's better
to let it
just sort of crawl through your brain, and then it tells you what the story is, you know?
I think a good way for a guy like you, a multi-talented individual, maybe you should just start off doing storyboards.
I thought about doing something like that, like doing storyboards or even just talking into a fucking tape recorder or something. But I don't know, when I sit down to like actually write, that's when the overthinking starts, unless the idea is almost like a year old, I hate to say it, and it's always like percolated in the back of my fucking brain.
Right, well, you know, we've written like almost an episode of something at one time. You remember that? I have it on my other computer.
Yeah, I looked it up. I didn't really, like, study it and read it, but I looked it up and I put it in a folder called Hypersloth Movie. And so I'm trying not to work too hard on it, but still keeping it in mind, you know? But I think it would be a kick-ass movie.
And make the movie and literally start taping ourselves in our journey over the next year of trying to get a real go at it at Bud Buddy and 420 Products and Hyper Sloth, and have it. We could always show that as like a documentary after the movie makes it super huge. It'd be the follow up to the movie.
I think that's a great fucking idea, dude. That would be a huge like marketing tool. And you could even almost release that like a sequel.
Because, I mean, last night I actually was testing out, like, a Bud Buddy. I'm figuring on the website, we can have video on the website, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was practicing a pitch for the Bud Buddy, right? Like, open the whole cannabis containment kit. The two dudes, the two 420 tube, the grinder, the whole thing, how to break it down. It's going to be, like, 4 minutes. Is that too long to be on a website or not?
No, I mean, not if it's interesting and compelling. Dude, I routinely watch videos that are like 15 or 20 minutes if it's what I'm into.
It's going to probably find its way into almost being like an infomercial, as lame as that sounds. But, I mean, I really think we got a good product with the Bud Buddy here. All right, you know what? Let's not talk about business. I will Skype you tomorrow from the office. See, now that I'm in the office, I'm Bud Buddy mode. But let's do Hyper Sloth mode.
Okay. They're similar modes. There's some overlap there.
They are similar modes. They are kind of codependent modes. They're dependent of each other to help make each other even more huger.
That's right.
So do you guys have snow in Arkansas right now?
Yes and no. There was a lot of freezing rain that just left ice everywhere. And then yesterday it snowed all day, but just very lightly. So it's been white, but it's mostly just like frozen ice on the ground. Like I walk and it just, the ground shatters underneath my feet. It's not like fluffy snow.
So do you have to like put coats on your horses and stuff when it gets cold like that or not?
I built them a shelter they can get into.
Do they go in there when it's cold or not?
That doesn't really seem to give a shit. They have winter coats. You know, they drew these like kind of extra long coats and they just,
right.
Sometimes they go in there, most of the time they don't. They had icicles on them the other day. Yesterday they had icicles on them and they were just like, yeah, whatever. I got icicles. What?
Now, have you given the horses like that feed crack again while they're around each other?
No, we ditched all that entirely.
What do they call that again, just for the listeners?
It's called, what's what?
Are you there?
I'm getting nothing but static. What's what called?
The name of that feed, like that special type of feed that they had.
Oh, yeah, it's called a sweet feed. And I don't know what the fuck's in it, but it makes a horse go insane.
Have your wife and the horse had any more standoffs?
No, they're warming up to it finally.
Now, what made you go out and get a second horse? I mean, it's a great idea because they are pack animals and they don't really like to be alone. But did you guys see the other horse when you were at the auction the other time? Or
no, totally different. And it wasn't an auction; it was just individual people that had to sell horses for various reasons. But one was to keep this horse company, and two was just so that we can all kind of go riding horses together instead of one person jogging behind.
Is that what was happening before?
No.
Oh.
But it was so we could all kind of ride together.
Have you taken this horse like on a full gallop and all that stuff and had it going pretty fast?
No, not yet. Because it's still, you know, like one of them's been with the same owner for 10 years. So
right.
She's still got some trust issues. She's really warming up and being sweet, but, you know, we've just kind of trotted her around the pen a little bit. The one
right.
that we got later is younger, and she seems to be warming up a lot quicker. I haven't ridden her yet, but the wife has. And they both ride really well, but we haven't, like, taken them out and really tried to, you know, get them up.
Open it up.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, the only reason I was saying that is because when I was in high school, I had a girlfriend, and she had horses, and we went horseback riding one time, right? And I'm talking like riding a horse, like jumping on it and like running full speed, gallop and all that shit. And the next day, dude, I was so fucking sore. I didn't even know why, right? I'm like, why the fuck is my body so sore? Because I'm like a 17-year-old dude, you know what I mean, in good shape. Like, why the fuck am I so sore? And then, like, 3 days later, I finally realized it's because I rode that fucking horse. Like,
exactly.
Like, the horse mounted me and fucked me.
Yeah. I've been thinking about putting some ads up on the dark web to make some money with these horses.
Well, dark web? You're so close to Mexico, dude. Just take a fucking weekend trip down.
I'll just ride my horses down and do a donkey
show. Wait a minute, dude.
Pony show.
You you screwed up. You bought girl horses. You can't do a Mexican
joke
with a girl horse.
That's right. Damn. I think they make strap-ons for horses, though.
That's one thing I've never seen. I haven't seen a lot of things on porn. I was going to say it's one thing I've never seen on porn, but I don't. My porn tastes are very boring, basically. But
you mean normal?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen a donkey show. Let me put it that way. But, I mean, from the list of ads, I see that there are donkey shows out there.
Yeah, I haven't seen one either. My brother has. He saw one live in Mexico many years ago when he was in college. Do what?
So did Wardlow. He was the one that was telling me about a Mexican horse show, that it was a real thing.
Wow.
He tried to get me to go see one, but I just wouldn't go. I don't understand what part of it would be a turn on.
I don't either. I mean, I guess just as a visual novelty, but I would just almost walk away disgusted with myself and wanting to apologize to everyone I know.
And, like, disgusted with society in general.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this poor girl is so desperate that she's having sex with a horse for money. The world is such a wonderful place.
In front of a crowd that paid to watch.
Right, yes. I mean, and the horse, at the end of the day, the horse is probably mistreated as well. I mean, a horse probably does not want to be raped by a human being.
No, probably does not. Probably does not want to rape a human being, especially if she's a fatty.
See, now that's the deal. That doesn't have a great ring to it. What if they had to advertise it as a Mexican horse rape?
A Mexican horse race. I'm having bad
no
thoughts.
No one would pay to see a Mexican horse. Well, you know what? Probably a whole different fucking genre of weirdos would come out of the woodwork.
I'm sure those weirdos already exist. You wouldn't be creating those weirdos. They'd be like, finally, fucking something for
finally
us.
Finally, they get us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are having fun with your horses. That's a pretty big deal. And that they don't try to kick the dogs in the head or anything?
The dogs piss them off, but they really haven't tried to kick them.
Are you going to repurpose the manure?
We've actually considered that. We don't know what to do with it. Our pen is small. I have to expand it. So we are, you know, scooping it up and putting it in a bucket. And it dries out, and you can make fertilizer and fuel out of it, and we want to make a garden. So, I don't know. I think in the short term, we're just going to dump it on the burn pile.
Have you ever even had the first burn on the burn pile?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to love it. When you go to move out of this house in, like, 20 years, there's going to be, like, your house right there, and, like, next to it, this huge fucking mountainous burn pile that's never been burned.
I'm going to be living in the burn pile.
The burn pile mountain. Put it on the burn pile. Take it up the burn pile mountain.
That's right. I'm not the pile on
get
top.
It. Here where I live, there's, like, neighborhoods built on top of old dumps. I mean, I guess they do that everywhere. You could not get me to buy a house on top of an old dump.
What? A house on top of an old dump? What the hell is that?
Yeah, like a dump site from like 60 or 70 years ago. Or I don't even know how long ago, to be honest with you. But they built like these fancy houses on there like 20 years ago. And now the houses are having all kinds of problems and shit. I'm like, well, who couldn't figure that out?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
would
think
that
would be unstable.
Exactly, and that's what they're finding out.
I mean, did they at least try to put dirt, like bury the dump, or
it's buried like they do trash, you know, over years and years. They like grind it all up, and you know, have you ever been to a dump, like a real dump?
Oh yeah.
You did not.
Do what?
You've never been to the dump, then?
Oh, no. I've been to the dump plenty of times. Let me tell about my first trip to the dump.
All right.
Get
like
ready.
It.
Buckle your safety belt, boys and girls.
And socks off.
When I was in high school, my first job that I got was with my uncle, who was and still does run a pretty successful contracting company, builds homes. And, of course, you know, being just a young kid, I was like 14 or 15, I was like the cleanup guy. So I just kind of hung out there, and they're like, clean that shit up or bring me that, you know.
Right.
And we'd always have to load up this trailer and take all this trash everywhere. And one day they were like, do you want to come? And I said, sure, okay, whatever. And they were taking it to the dump. So we went to the dump, and it was fucking huge. I mean, it looked like a Mad Max fucking set, just shit everywhere in huge goddamn fucking piles in a big pit. I mean, you backed up the trailer, and at the end of the trailer was a cliff that went down like 300 feet that was full of fucking trash. And I was like, man, this is kind of cool. Except that day, we all got out into the back of the trailer to start like offloading this stuff. And that day, for whatever reason, I don't know how they organize this shit or even why they do it, but I swear to God, dude, there was like a 200-foot pile of diapers that they had on fire, and the smoke was coming right in our faces. And there were like other people, you know, other people dumping their shit next to us, and it smelled so fucking bad. Even the two guys with me, not my uncle, just two of the guys he worked with, were just fucking freaking out, and I couldn't handle it. And finally, I looked over, and some other guy, some poor guy who was there offloading shit, he just started puking his guts out over the side, just totally fucking going ape shit nuts.
You know what? It's so you even talking up about that, it's kind of making me dry heave.
I swear to God, I don't know how it was organized, but they were burning a pile of diapers and the smoke was coming in our face. And I said, dudes, I can't do it. And I hid in the truck and pulled my shirt up over my face. And all I could do, I just huddled there like in the fetal position in the back of this pickup truck. And I just listened to people like gagging and vomiting left and right while they're unloading trash the whole fucking time.
Not just the smell of a fucking dump in itself doesn't want to make you puke. But, burning diapers. I wonder if you could bottle that smell and sell it.
I bet you could. You probably sell that at Spencer Gifts as a gag.
What? I mean, I would be like to smell, you know, that rotten fruit that supposedly smells super duper bad. I'd like to see what that smells like. You know what I'm talking about? It's like some rotten food, fruit or something. Stink fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But, Someone who smells that and thinks it stinks has never taken out the garbage in a fucking fast food restaurant after his shift.
That's true. And thrown it in a dumpster like that hasn't been picked up in a while and is shared by a Mr. Gaddy's next door.
Or clean the fucking grease trap.
Oh, man, that shit's horrible. Or the vent hood.
The vent hood, yes. Oh, my God. Heart healthy. Heart healthy eating, no doubt about it. That's just
yes,
the smoke.
Indeed.
That's what the smoke does. Imagine what the real food fucking does to you.
You're basted internally.
I wonder how people die of hardened arteries, considering there's so much fucking fat in them they could never probably harden.
That's a good question. We should call the guy who talks to Dr. Roz.
We should call Dr. Phil and get it. Can you believe that? He's a professional doctor, will see you through your TV screen for fucking 100 or 200 bucks. That's his way of making healthcare affordable. Honestly, that's what he says on his fucking show.
Wow. Interesting.
And, you know, I mean, I almost have to give him credit, dude. Think of the people watching the show who are probably like, I've got this little thing of skin on my hand. I don't even want to leave my house. I guess I'll call Dr. Phil's guy and give him my Visa number.
Yeah, but then do they give, like, real advice, or are they like, and we just happen to have a product here that you can buy in our store?
That's a very good. I'm sure they're probably like this. Well, it looks like you've got a rash on your hand. Might want to see your real doctor. That'll be $79.95, please.
Exactly.
Their only advice is to tell you to see your real doctor, I'm sure.
That's right. That's right. Good call.
Nothing like doing behavioral medicine over the fucking internet.
Yeah, because the people that use the internet have such good behaviors.
Right. Mentally. You know what? I was listening to Howard Stern show yesterday, and everybody on the staff took like some kind of psychiatric everybody had a psychiatric evaluation. And literally not one person on the staff came back as normal. And I was thinking, I mean, what does a test consider normal, I wonder, for, you know, I mean, being a human being? Like, that's normal in any sense of the word.
I don't know. I would hope to God that I would come back as not normal, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too, actually. Now, I don't want to be, like, in the upper pyramid of not normal. But if a baseline is not normal, it's probably acceptable.
Yeah, if it's a bell-shaped curve, I'll take the down slope. I don't want the peak.
What if we went and had these psychiatric evaluations and it comes back and you're reading results and reading it, you have some kind of breakthrough moment and realize that you are completely insane and the way that you look is everything, the way it made sense to you absolutely makes no fucking sense in the world.
Wow.
Did you see therapy?
That's intense.
I mean, I guess because you would, if people that are delusional, they don't know that their actions are not making sense.
That's true, but what is making sense? And who is it important to make sense to? Is it more important to make sense to yourself or to other people?
I would say so. If you don't want to be entirely crazy, I think make sense to yourself.
Right. I don't know. The whole thing of, like, what makes you crazy is it's a muddy, sloppy area.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but apparently you can take a test to find out and I mean, I don't know what's on a psych evaluation. I mean, is it all like Rorschach questions and shit like that, you think?
What if they hand you the test and you just poke a hole in it and fuck it? Does that mean that you're insane?
No, it means you're super duper horny. It means you're not getting enough vitamin P or vitamin porn.
Vitamin porn.
Probably in some areas, yes, and some other areas, no. It probably means you have mommy issues.
Well, doesn't everything, of course.
You and your Oedipus. You and your damn Oedipus issues. I'll tell you what, since we didn't do it last week, let's take a little break and listen to Beer is Food by Hypersloth for a little 3-minute and 25-second break so I can relieve my pressure of my bladder from some of the beer that I ate for dinner.
This is why you're a better host than I am, because you remember to play the songs and shit. Last time I hosted, and I completely did not. And so I defer to you, oh master.
All right.
I agree.
Let's play. Back in 325.
10 minutes down, only 40 more left to go. I gotta make a run at a quickie mark and get the show back on the road. Those cops, they don't understand how to have a good time. Just because I'm seeing double, they make me a one tonight. I tell them every time, yeah, beer is good, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
And breaking up.
What the? Am I still static and breaking up?
So that's Beer's Food. Yes, you did get to hear it, and you can hear it anytime, all the time, if you purchase it from iTunes or Google Play or even Amazon MP3. Go there now and purchase it for 99 cents.
And it'll all be coming out on KTEL for KTEL Rocks with Beer's Food.
That's right. KTEL Rock, what is that?
Nothing. You don't remember KTEL when you were a kid? They sold like those records, like every record that was just like a bunch of the hit songs of the day was sold by KTEL.
No, I guess I'm too... you're breaking up and I'm losing you pretty bad there, Chief.
Well, it seems like everything's good on my end. I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear me? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're perfect. Maybe it is on my end. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
That's what he said.
But, no, you've never heard of KTEL, huh?
KTEL, no. Might be before my time.
Now, let me put it this way. The coolest thing they made, Rufus, and this is one that thing that I always wanted as a kid, was a machine that cut a bottle in half so you could make it into a drinking glass.
Well, I've seen a lot of tutorials on how to do that online. I didn't know you could buy a machine. So they have a website, KTEL International.
What do they sell?
It says the original as seen on TV company.
Interesting. There it is. That's KTEL. That's good.
Wow. Oh, man. It's like every product I see late at night that I really, really want.
They were the first people to come out with the smokeless ashtray, I do believe. It was like a little tiny ashtray. This is how it's got through. An ashtray with like a little fan in the middle of it that sucked the smoke into like a tiny little filter. There's no way that it actually could have.
Wow.
They were way ahead of their time. I mean, that's probably like 1972.
Yeah, well, they have licensing, music licensing.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, a bunch of their albums always have, like, different people's songs on them. I'm
sure
it's
like
a
best of the 80s kind of thing, or, you know,
yeah,
the doo-wop
exactly.
songs of the 60s.
Right, the summer that rock.
That's
that was,
right.
Someday I want people to go back to the Hypersloth website, and on it says, the original experimental radio success story.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know what? You know what? Let's do this. Why don't we just put on our website the best thing to come out of Austin ever! Exclamation point.
I think we can make a pretty good argument for that, actually, based on what I've seen come out of Austin.
Could anybody really stop us from doing that?
No, of course not.
Probably help our search results.
Good. Yeah, at least for searches about Austin.
Now, the Chives, they didn't start there, did they? They just moved to Austin.
I don't know. Are they from Austin?
That's where their headquarters are now, but I don't know if that's where they always were.
Oh, geez. Who knows? I mean, they do what we do. They just have a staff to do it all the time.
Right, exactly. That's why it's my total – they don't have a fucking awesome radio show. I did see that they were starting a podcast, though. Did you see that?
Oh, really? Convenient.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's next? Some songs about beer or something, probably?
Right.
Or maybe
or,
about growing marijuana for the betterment of society?
Mm-hmm.
Probably come up with a slogan that says, the future is the past.
Wow, that's kind of deep.
The future of the past.
The future of the past. That sounds like a great tattoo for a slut to get on her lower back.
Oh, my God. Insert here. She didn't even do like an ATM slot.
No, it just says slot B, presuming that everyone else says tab A.
It says accepts PayPal.
It just has her PayPal email address on it.
Bitcoins only.
It's a QR code. You just scan with your smartphone and it sends her $20 to her PayPal account.
It's so crazy that you can. I mean, how much money do you think is laundered through PayPal?
Oh God, who fucking knows, man? Tons and tons.
I mean, think
of
the drug money go through PayPal.
A lot.
I mean, I saw this thing online where, you know, these marijuana shops can't use banks in Colorado.
Right.
Did you see? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the IRS is penalizing this business for not paying their withholding tax electronically, which is obviously against the law, right? But there's no way for them to pay for it electronically because they can't open up a bank account and have a credit card in their name.
It's a catch-22.
So it's so fucking – it's that's just bureaucracy, and it's fucking worse, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and they're fining them every day. Right, until they figure out how to pay. I mean, that's so ridiculous. It's no wonder people don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Now, how do you get paid,
Rufus? Really pissed me off.
Do you get paid from Dreamtime directly?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I get direct deposit with my paycheck with all the, you know, income and state taxes taken out. I mean, it's a corporation. But for, like, voiceover work and shit, I get it all through PayPal. and I have to set aside. I have two PayPal accounts. And so I get money coming into one, and I set aside 15% into another to cover the taxes on it. But it's a big hassle, but, yeah, I don't know. The taxes piss me the fuck off.
I know. Why not pay? PayPal just needs to build in something that's like a take out appropriate taxes button. You know what I mean? To make it easier on you.
They should have some sort of partnership with like TurboTax, where it's all if your PayPal is set up as a business account, which mine is, then it should automatically like set aside a certain amount of money and even like inform TurboTax so that whenever you go do your taxes, it's all fucking taken care of. That'd be fucking sweet. Again, we've changed the face of commerce on planet Earth.
Right. You're welcome. Remember one time when we were just going to start that virtual store where you could order stuff and just get rid of brick and mortars altogether, but it was like a 3D store where you could see stuff? What was our plan there? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
We were going to rent out space. That's right. It was a virtual mall. We were going to rent out space that didn't have brick and mortar to be inside the virtual mall, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
What problem haven't we solved yet? Why don't they just send the government, come to us, and we will take care of it? You just have to give us the ways and the means. That's all we need, really.
That's true. We do. We need the way and the means. And, I mean, I don't know if, like, when they vote for the Nobel Prize, I don't know if you can write somebody in, like, when you vote for president, but everybody should just write in Zig Zag and Rufus, because every goddamn fucking episode, we come up with some super genius idea that can make the world a better, more harmonious, smoothly running place, and yet it's just a loss to the ether.
All I know is that 20 years from now, when we do run the Earth, and we're probably running like potentially most of the solar system as well, that we can look back and say, we were giving you fools the tools all along, do this yourself, but you just never listen, so we had to up and do the ideas on our own.
I think we're like old souls, and like when we die, you and I both are going to be sitting on some sort of high council looking down on Earth and just kind of shaking our heads like, you stupid fucking idiots, all you had to do was listen to the Hypersoft Happy Hour, and everything would be fucking solved.
I'm hoping that like Tim Cook is listening to the Hypersoft Happy Hour right now. And if you are, you need to give us fucking credit. That's all I can say. Give us credit. Your credit's due.
Yes.
And I will be the first one to tell you that an Apple Watch is stupid. There, I said it here live on the radio.
I don't see it happening. People have gotten so out of the habit of wearing watches because the smartphone does everything. I don't know how you get people back into that habit. I like wearing a watch. I don't know. I like wearing a watch. But I don't do it all the time. It's almost like it matches my outfit, or I know I'm not going to have my phone on me. But I read a review of a smart watch thing called, I don't remember the name of it. It's not an Apple deal. It's not an Android deal. Well, it runs on Android, but it's not like a Google thing. And the review was really good, but everything he said about it was like, I don't fucking need that when I can just look at my phone. Like, what is you can't
right,
respond
it's just like
to anything?
A smaller version of your phone.
Right, and you couldn't at least on the current device, you couldn't respond. It would just notify you. Somebody sent a text that says this. You could send like press a button to send an automated response, like "Yep, be there in 15 minutes" or "Meeting's running late." Some kind of stupid shit like that. But you couldn't really, like, interface with it and use it like a phone or a computer. I don't...
Yeah, so if you need your phone to run the watch, why not just look at the phone? I guess
yeah,
it's supposed to be less rude. I mean, looking at your watch is more rude than looking at your phone.
No shit. And that's one point this guy made, was he was like, I was in a meeting, and so surely I couldn't look at my phone for this text message that came up, so I just looked at my wrist. You're right. That is rude as fuck, because, I mean, that's a universal
right, like,
symbol for shut the fuck up so I can get out of here.
It is. It is a universal symbol. You're right. That's the kind of shit that gets you punched out. arrested. Imagine doing that with a cop. You get both, touchdown and arrested. You know what I did the other day, Rufus? I went bowling. Have you been bowling
really?
In a while?
I can honestly tell you, honestly, I have never been bowling.
Really? I didn't force you to go to the bowling alley there by Roehampton? We never went there.
We
went there and drank. I didn't go there and bowl.
We sat in the bar and we drank. In high school, I went to the bowling alley there, but I shot pool. I've never touched a fucking bowling ball with my hands are virgins in terms of bowling.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you this. I was sore as fuck after bowling, and I'm talking after bowling, like fucking 10 minutes after bowling. I felt like I fucking threw my back out or something. That was painful, to say the least.
When I was a kid,
I used to be in a bowling league, right? And you used to have to add up all your shit, right? I mean, keeping score like bowling is fucking hard as shit. And luckily they have a computer that does it for you now, because if I would have had to do it the other day when we went bowling, there's no way I could have remembered how to do it. It's like totally, it might as well be finite math or something. It's just impossible to fucking understand.
Really?
I don't even know how I did it. Well, you count the pins, then if you get a spare, you, like, carry it over, and then if you get a spare and a strike, you carry, like, two or three over and add, like, a couple more. It's fucking super weird.
That's ridiculous.
It is. Unacceptable. I agree. I agree completely. Because, I mean, think about it. A perfect game in bowling is 300. Okay? And
yeah.
10, if you only bowl 10 frames, and there's 10 frames, you know, 10 pins in a frame, so that only comes out to 100. Even if you knock down, like, every pin every time.
Sure.
So it gets
way too confusing.
Don't ask me to explain it, but if someone wants to call us up and let us know how to keep score bowling, 646-478-0616, because I can't remember for the life of me. I just knew that it was fucking impossible.
Well, we're in the VIP, so nobody can call us. Unless they want to call us Thursday playing bowling.
You can do that. Call us Thursday, 8 Central. 7, wait, 8 Eastern. God, am I ever going to get that right, Rufus, do you think?
I don't know. I can't get it right. I just know it's 7 Central. If I try to think, like, what your time is, it's like scoring bowling. I can't do it.
Now, eventually, me and you are going to be on the same time, or are we not?
I think it's going to be weird. There's going to be like an hour delay. We'll be together, but I'll be like, would you like a sandwich? And then an hour later, you'll be like, no. It's going to be very odd to sync up.
You know what? I got a sandwich right before the show tonight at Jimmy
yeah.
John's. And let me tell you, they do make a fast sandwich, yes, but for some reason, I wanted to get back there and slap the shit out of the guy making the fucking sandwich.
I don't even know why.
He did not seem cool enough to be a fucking legit sandwich maker. That's all there is to it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had a sandwich today, too, from a local place that is so fucking mind-blowing. I can't believe it. It's a surprising
really?
Find.
No
There's
shit.
This little old mom-and-pop convenience store. It's literally run by, like, people in their 70s and 80s. And I would never have stopped there ever because it was just a convenience store, except maybe to get gas. But it turns out they have a little deli in the back, and from like 11 to 2 every day, they have a dude back there who will make you a sandwich. And the sandwiches are so fucking awesome, and they're simple. I mean, it's just like, you know, a whole wheat with mayo and cheese and roast beef with jalapenos and blah, blah, blah. But they load them up so big that I can barely fit one of these sandwiches in my fucking face. They're so goddamn awesome. But anyway, I had one today.
What kind of sandwich do they make? I mean, they got salami and shit?
Yeah, they got like a full, well, a scaled back deli. They have salami. They have, you know, ham, roast beef. They have Cajun turkey. They have honey smoked turkey, hickory turkey. But it's really small.
Now we
it's in the
all
back.
Know it's about the bread. What kind of bread do they use, Rufus?
Oh, no. It's just loaf bread taken out of a fucking bag like they sell it. It's just spiced bread. That
really?
It blows my mind about the place. It's a sandwich you could make at home, but for some reason when they do it, it's way fucking better than you would even try to do at home.
See, you know what? Here's my deal. I love, like, all kinds of turkey sandwiches on white and ham on white and all, you know, all those kinds of sandwiches. I cannot eat, respectfully, salami on white bread. I do it all the time. Do I enjoy it? Not necessarily.
This is true. I agree. This place I've only ever had what you might call, like, an American sandwich, like a roast beef or a turkey. You know, or a sliced ham. I mean, they're just sliced bread sandwiches, but they're like about 6 inches fucking thick, and they're really goddamn good. But I have not even done, you know, any Italian meats or cured meats of any kind there. But you can also just buy the meats and be like, yeah, give me a pound of salami.
Is it Boar's Head quality meat?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what the meat is they use. Like I said, they don't advertise it. I don't know how these people know about it, but I'm glad I got there early because there's a line. But
maybe
no
you'll
sign.
See Guy Fieri.
Outside the
maybe
store.
Guy Fieri will be there.
I thought about that. I should email the show and be like, but they're so simple. This is what I don't understand. It's like there's no special sauce or special ingredient or seasoning. It's just bread, cheese, meat, but something about how they put it together is just
you should
amazing.
Email Guy Fieri's show, and when he shows up there, attack him.
Well, he might stab me with his hair.
He might. Actually, probably hurt if Guy Fieri punched you. He wears all those fucking obnoxious pinky rings and shit.
That dude is such a. I gotta say, I like his show, and I like him. But the first time I saw him, I do. The first time I saw him, I was like, Jesus Christ, this dude is the biggest fucking douchebag on the planet. And now I do. I like his show. But even still, when I see him, I'm like, man, really? Is that your look? Is that what you're doing?
Like 6 months ago, dude, he got him and his producer, his agent, or I think it was his agent, both got arrested at the airport for they got totally drunk on an airplane or on a trip or something. And they got
really?
A fist fight at the airport, like a fucking serious fist fight. Then they, like, stumbled into the same car and, like, drove off together.
Oh, my God. Did they stumble into that red fucking Camaro or whatever from Diners,
yeah.
Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Their legs were hanging out of the back seat. They just, like, fell in head first.
Jesus Christ.
You have to look that up, though. I know that fucking happened. I swear to God.
I believe it.
A lot of people might have been turned off by that as far as Guy Fieri goes. I'm like, fucking Guy Fieri's all right.
I dig him. I like his personality. I like his delivery. He seems like a pretty chill dude. But you got to admit that, like, his look is just so – the first time you see him, like, dressed up his weird fucking look, your first impression is like, fucking seriously, dude?
Yeah, you know what's weird is his look doesn't make any fucking sense. Because
I can't
he looks to me like some kind of, he's like a Guido from New York with blonde hair, and he's actually from like some small city in Northern California.
Yeah.
That guy, he's a conundrum.
He is a conundrum. That's right.
What's the definition of a conundrum? A douche wrapped up in a old towel or something.
A douche wrapped up in an enigma, wrapped up in a twat, I don't know.
Wrapped up in a piece of toilet paper in a bathroom garbage can. Please don't flush.
I'm watching my cat right now. Tear a hole in the cat food bag to get food, even though I just filled his fucking bowl.
We've got cats. Dude, I have a picture that we should put on the website of my fattest cat. She's old. She's like 14, that she's the fattest cat ever, right? This cat can eat till it just throws up. Somehow she's in like good health but is super fat, and she'll go donkey show on a fucking bag of cat food. It is time. There's like this, I have this picture of her, and all you can see is her fat ass hanging out of this fucking bag of food. You're like, how the hell did she even get in there? Like she fell in head first.
Did you say she'll go donkey show on a bag of food?
Yes, and she will. She'll go total donkey show on a bag of food.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we used to say donkey show about a lot. I'm about to go donkey. I guess since I've never seen a donkey show, I'm not sure if she actually did go donkey show on it.
Yeah. Good save there. Good save.
What is the highlight of the donkey show, I wonder?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I think it's just a long highlight. It's, you know, a donkey and a woman.
I thought the highlight was when the donkey smokes the cigarette.
Yeah. I think they pack a whole carton of cigarettes in the donkey's anus, and it smokes it that way. Kind of like that Guinness Book of World Records guy you see with all the cigarettes in his mouth.
Oh, my God. We should do a fucking bit where a donkey is like a fucking porno star, and he just, like, comes around in a fucking, always is wearing some kind of robe and sunglasses, like has a 5 o'clock shadow. Call me when the girls are ready.
We do like a 2020 interview with a donkey who's like a donkey show star. And so like there's like a donkey sitting in a chair with his eyes blacked out.
Right.
And the interviewer's like, so when did you get into this? And the donkey's just like, you can't understand what he's saying.
He does like complete fucking Mr. Ed, but he's got like his cock fucking hanging out of the bottom of his robe.
That's right. There's like two big titted models standing behind him in bikinis, but it's a donkey.
He's wearing like gold chains and shit. He just looks like some fucking greasy douchebag.
That's right.
I remember my first donkey show. We should do a fucking thing where it's like, you know, those backroom casting couch porn. You know the porn? Have you ever seen any of those? If not, I think those are my personal favorite because I guess I like to think that the girls are being tricked. Sadly enough,
that says a lot about your character, my friend.
And the guy fucking opens up the door and walks in a fucking horse.
I like to think the girls are being tricked.
You can handle a horse.
Awesome.
I would love to fucking see that one. Now that I would watch. That kind of horse donkey show I would watch.
Yes, me too.
As long as she was being tricked into sucking off a donkey for free.
They just set her up in a glory hole booth and she doesn't know what but she's like, man, this thing's huge. Like a kielbasa the size of my arm.
Big old fucking horse dick flops through. Oh my God, we are fucking sick. Donkey, you know what?
She thinks everything's normal, and then she hears a whinny on the other side.
Man, that is a good whinny you did right there. Hold on, I'm going to Google donkey glory hole.
Please don't.
I had to. Donkey Daddy at the Glory Hole. Donkey Dick at the Glory Hole. I think these are just, oh my God, there's a fucking place called Donkey Tubes.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there is no donkey. Oh my God. Dude, please go to donkeytubes.com and see their logo. It's a fucking donkey flying through the air with a cape with a chick hanging off of his fucking dick.
Okay, wait. What's the URL?
Donkeytubes.com.
Tubes with an S?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going.
Go, keep going.
Loading.
So that's what a doctor
looks
like.
Oh, my God. I got to bookmark that site. This is my favorite one now just because of that.
Oh, I'm actually saving the image.
And he's got a
I'm
thumbs
gonna
up.
I'm going to save the image.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God. Wow.
Well, I can't see. Now, people can get away with that. We're worried about Hypersloth being edgy about dope and booze. We don't have a fucking donkey dick as our landing page.
I don't know. It strikes me as funny, although I can't explain why that the super donkey's dick is like not hard. You think it would be given the site?
Maybe a donkey dick doesn't ever get fully engorged.
Well, you tell me.
Not the ones that I mess with, but I don't know the specialty that those girls do. I'm not from Mexico.
No.
No. But if there's like those first time stories, and it's some chick like my first time was with the family donkey, the family burro.
Oh my God! We were raised together.
I'm from a small rural town outside Michoacan.
It was the family donkey. It was donkey incest.
I had to fight my brothers for the donkey's love.
Oh my God.
That is horrible. I'm sorry. That was wrong, people. Bestiality is a beautiful thing. I don't know why I had to mix it with incest, which is such an awful thing.
We should make fleshlights that are like animal holes.
Oh my God, you should. I dare you to make a dildo in the fucking exact casting of a horse's dick. He'd be like, here's the, what? Here's the sea biscuit.
They sell that in the back room of Tractor Supply.
You can actually buy it with a fucking bucket of horse cum as well.
Oh, my God. It comes in a 5-gallon drum.
It's just one of those buckets. Yeah, 5-gallon drum, exactly. You can add it to everything. Add it to your food.
You just
it's
say
like
a
that.
Secret word. You say a secret word at Petco, and they usher you into the back room.
It turns out it's that exact same stuff they put on shrimp at one of those hibachis, those Chinese restaurants they cook in front of you. You always wondered why it tasted so good.
So much protein. Tastes so minerally. I can imagine Andrew Zimmern like describing the taste.
Oh my, you know,
minerally taste to it. It's quite.
I'm gonna have to Google Andrew Zimmerman semen right now to see what comes up.
It's probably a drink shake that he endorses.
Probably gonna be a gay porn. Cod sperm, creamy and yummy, it says. Let me play it for you. I'm going to play it for you. Ready?
Oh, geez. All right.
Here we go. I was hoping it would go. Maybe not.
Everyone associates gaming with chowder, but Rob's version is exceptional and exceptionally different. It contains cod head to tail, cod tongue, cod cheek, cod loins, and cod belly. And the real star of the plate is kind of what we call a money shot culinary. And that would be the base of the chowder is made with a puree of the reproductive organs and sperm of a male pot. I love that. I love that. It's sort of a salute to Ron Jeremy in a bowl. The tongue is just so tender. And the cheek is even more outrageous. Oh my gosh. It's this clean, beautiful, oceanic, and I hate to say it, as cliched as it is, but cod sperm
It's delicious.
Well, creamy and yummy.
Oh my God.
I didn't hear a lot of it. It was all muddled, but I did hear him say it was a salute to Ron Jeremy in a bowl.
Yes, he did. Then he called describing cod cum as creamy and yummy, but said it was a cliche. Personally, I've never heard that about cod sperm before, but apparently he's an expert on all types of cum.
Oh, it's mundane for him.
Yeah, dude, you need to check that out. I'm sorry that you couldn't hear it because you know you've seen some gay-sounding things on Andrew Zimmer, but that is the fucking gayest thing he's ever had to say, I hope.
I can't believe he said it was a tribute to Ron Jeremy in a bowl. That's just
you know what's funny is the bowl had a little mustache on it. That's what you didn't see.
I almost have to give you credit for that line. That's a pretty good line.
The bowl had a mustache and was wearing a T-shirt with no pants.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? That's how I'm going to do my porn, I think. It's going to be me wearing a T-shirt and I just won't have pants on. No reason for people to be in my upper body.
I'm going to wear only Hawaiian shirts. And jock straps with the jock cutout.
Oh my! I'm gonna wear a jock strap backwards. So like my dick will be hanging out, but my asshole will be thoroughly protected. That should be my getup. All right. Well, it's coming on the 9:30 hour, folks. So thanks for joining us here at ZigZag Happy and Rufus Happy Hour. What? Say it for us, Rufus. Jesus, like I lost my mind.
Yeah. Things are going good. I'm going to have to bail soon, though. I'm almost out of beer.
No, I'm wrapping it up right now. We're going to start wrapping up at 9:30. What do you think?
I think that's a good time. That's a good wrapping time.
All right. So thanks for joining us at Hypersloth Happy Hour with ZigZag and Rufus. I'm ZigZag.
And I'm Rufus.
And we hope to see you back here Thursday. Thursday night, we on, Rufus? We gonna entertain the people Thursday night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on like a donkey show. I'll be there.
It's on like, maybe that's where the song like Donkey Kong came from. It was like originally, it's on like Donkey Dong.
Yeah, it could be. That was bad.
But I've got to piss super bad, so I'm going to call it 2 minutes early, folks. I apologize, but I'm about to piss my pants here.
Do it on air.
You finish it up, Ruth. I got to go. I'll catch you.
All right.
I'm going to call you tomorrow. All right?
Do it. I'll be here.
Okay. See ya. See you, folks.